Today is a WRAL weather alert day with a level 1 and 2 risk for severe storms. I'll show you the timeline for when these storms will arrive where you are.
It's also a monumental day for the future of abortion rights in North Carolina. State lawmakers will vote today on whether to override Governor Roy Cooper's veto and put new restrictions into law. Plus,
it's going to be good hockey, and I think it's going to be a battle out there.
The NHL is down to its final four, and the Canes are ready to take the ice. The newly released schedule for the conference final and what you need to know about the series ahead, whether tickets are available and how much they're going for. Canes win this series, and then they are in the Stanley Cup final. Good morning, everyone. It is 6 o'clock. A lot to tell you about and on this weather alert day. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Tuesday here. And as we get going, we look at that weather alert day with Elizabeth Gardner and the WRAL Severe Weather Center. That line changed a little bit from last we saw last night, right?
Yeah, we do have this level 2 risk for severe storms here from the Triangle area north and west, and a level 1 risk for the rest of the viewing area. The main thing that we'll see today out of this is damaging winds late this afternoon into this evening, but there could be a few isolated tornadoes there and that level 2 risk, and the possibility of some hail as well. But wind damage is the most likely thing that we'll see. There are a couple of isolated showers that have popped up out there. I'm not seeing any rain showing up on our cameras, but it doesn't mean that you wouldn't see a little sprinkle on your windshield this morning. Futurecast not showing much more of that as we get through the morning, say between now and lunchtime or so. Around lunchtime, we could see a few breaks in the clouds. That sunshine could help to destabilize the atmosphere just a bit and set the stage for some stronger storms later today. At 5 o'clock, we're seeing some of those up near the Virginia line. At 7 o'clock, they're moving down into the Triangle area. By 9 o'clock, along the I-95 corridor. And by 10 or 11, it's mostly over. Now, there still could be an isolated shower or storm that pops up. Our severe weather threat should be over by 10 or 11. We're going to clear things out nicely for Wednesday. Wednesday is looking nice and dry. Look at cloudy skies out there this morning. This is a look at our tower camera looking across Wake County. 66 degrees with a southwest wind at 11 miles per hour. That southwesterly wind is going to help things to be warmer and stickier today than they were yesterday. Lunchtime, nearly 80. We'll see high temperatures in the mid-80s. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to talk about the significant differences between a level 1 and 2 risk. Brian?
It is 6:02 on the dot as we take a look at traffic around the Triangle, and we have a couple of crashes that have popped up in the past couple of minutes. Both of these are crashes reportedly with injuries. One on Litchford Road at Coxendale Drive, which is near the bridge there over 540. Also reports of a crash at 440 eastbound at Western Boulevard. However, at the moment at least, we are not seeing any delays on the sensors with those crashes. I am tracking some delays in Cumberland County heading up toward Harnett County on 95 northbound between Wade and Dunn. This is all related to overnight construction, and we should see it clear over the next few minutes.
Brian, thank you. The future of abortion rights in North Carolina is on the line today. State lawmakers will vote in just a few hours on whether to override Governor Cooper's veto of the controversial bill. WRAL's Laura Levine is live this morning outside the legislative building, and Laura, it looks to be the final home stretch for this bill.
Renee, it was just 3 days ago when hundreds of people came out to the General Assembly building as Governor Cooper vetoed the latest abortion bill. Now today, lawmakers plan to vote to override that veto. Now, Republican leaders in the legislature believe they have enough votes to override Governor Cooper's veto of the 12-week abortion ban. Republicans maintain a narrow veto-proof majority in both chambers of the General Assembly. If one Republican in either chamber votes to support the veto, Senate Bill 20 fails to become law. Not only would the bill reduce the cutoff for many abortions from 20 weeks to 12, it would also add other restrictions to women seeking abortions and clinics seeking to provide them. Cooper spent the last week traveling across the state meeting with doctors and clinic operators in an effort to sway Republicans to vote against the bill. The Senate, again, is scheduled to vote first to override the veto today. If the motion passes that chamber, the House would vote soon after. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
The owner of Taz's convenience store in downtown Raleigh has been indicted on a charge of second-degree murder, and the victim's parents are talking only on WRAL. Tazir Zarka is accused of stabbing and killing 27-year-old Mark Garrity. Witnesses say Zarka attacked Garrity after accusing him of stealing from his store. Garrity's parents say their son didn't deserve to die. Zarka faces a maximum sentence of life in prison, and Garrity's parents say that's the outcome they want.
We're just praying that justice in the end, justice will be served, and he will get the maximum sentence that he deserves.
You know, we wake up every day and it's hard to imagine that this has still happened.
Garrity say they're working on a foundation in their son's name. A third person faces charges now connected to the killing of a man in Garner. Jonte Bell of Anger was charged yesterday with accessory to murder after the fact. This comes after the shooting death of Antoine Chisholm at a home on Kentucky Drive in Garner on May 8th. Chisholm's fiancée, Petit Bell, along with Howard Covington Jr., are facing murder charges. Chisholm's mother says her son and Bell got engaged 2 days before he was killed. Chisholm left behind 6 children.
Parents, listen up. You may have to put in more money in your child's school lunch account next school year. Wake County Public Schools is proposing a plan that would raise prices for all students. It would be a 25-cent increase. District leaders will discuss and vote on it today. If approved, it would be the second time meal prices increased across the school district in the past year. Last year, parents had to pay more money because of the rising cost of food, supplies, and employee wages. WRAL has learned Orange and Chatham County schools are also considering raising meal prices for students.
School teachers could be getting more pay in the next state budget. The budget proposal approved by Senate lawmakers last night includes 4.5% raises for most teachers over the next 2 years. State employee pay is a major topic of budget negotiations as well. For a detailed look at the nearly $30 billion budget proposal, you can go to WRAL.com.
The Stanley Cup playoffs are down to their final four. We now know when the Carolina Hurricanes will play their first game of the Eastern Conference Final. The Hurricanes will host the Florida Panthers Thursday night at 8 in game one of the series. This is video from a game between the teams earlier this season at PNC Arena. The Canes beat the Panthers in 2 of the 3 games they played this season. Canes players say they're expecting a close fight throughout the series.
You know, it's a conference final, so I mean, it's going to be two great teams playing tight game. It's going to be good hockey, and you know, I think it's going to be a battle out there, and it's going to be whoever comes ready to play each night and plays a full 6, he's going to get the win.
Looking forward to that good hockey. The winner of the series will advance to the Stanley Cup final to play the winner of the Western Conference Series between Vegas and Dallas.
Today, money when it comes to students will likely be the focus as leaders with Durham Public Schools meet with Durham County Commissioners. The two groups are holding a joint meeting at 9 o'clock this morning, just hours before county commissioners meet to discuss the budget for the upcoming year. WRAL has learned resources for mental health will also be one of the topics considered at the meeting. It'll all be streamed on Facebook.
A live look now at the U.S. Capitol. We are just hours away from a high-stakes debt ceiling meeting between President Joe Biden and top congressional leaders. This comes as Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen reaffirms the U.S. could default on its debt as early as June 1st if leaders do not reach a deal. The government not being able to pay its obligations would impact businesses, mortgages, job cuts, and much more. Biden says he will continue negotiations during today's meeting with the hope of finding a solution. He's been optimistic in recent days about reaching a new deal with Republicans.
And happening right now in the WRAL Life Center, as we wait for those negotiation talks, this is a live look at Wall Street this morning. You can see all in the red, Dow Jones down 117 points, NASDAQ down 10, and S&P 500 down 7 points this morning. This is something that we will be closely watching. Maribel Aber will have more on this from the NASDAQ market site in New York coming up at 7 o'clock.
Thanks, Michelle. Today, the way Raleigh's elections work and how much leaders get paid are both up for discussion. A study group appointed by City Council recommends council members should serve 4-year terms instead of the 2 they now serve. It also suggests the council should add another district seat, increasing its size to 10 members. It says the mayor and council members should be paid more. It also cites the city's growth and development. City Council will talk about all the findings from this study in a work session this morning.
I'm Ken Smith. This morning, we're taking a closer look at a new tipping culture many are calling tipflation. We'll explain why some Americans think tipping has gotten a little out of hand and what you can do about it.
A North Carolina woman gets her doctorate degree, and that's not even her biggest news. Her newborn son decides to crash the party before her graduation.
And today is a WRAL Weather Alert Day. Coming up, I'll walk you through the timeline for storms later today.
6:11, and it is a WRAL weather alert day. We have a level 1 and 2 risk for severe storms across the area. Timeline, you can start to see some of these thunderstorms as early as 4 o'clock. Mostly around the triangle, it's going to be between 6 and 7, and it starts to move out by 10 or 11. And we're going to show you that timeline coming up on Futurecast. A couple of light showers around the triangle area right now, and up in Mecklenburg County, Virginia. A lot of that not reaching the ground, but there could be a quick sprinkle out there that you'd run into this morning. We take a live look at Wilson right now. Wilson's looking dry and 63, 66 in Durham, 63 in Fayetteville. It is a cloudy start this morning, and it is going to be a cloudy day today. As the kids are getting off the school bus, temperatures will be in the mid-80s, and it will be muggy. And then as we get into the evening commute, the thunderstorms begin. Brian?
6:12 right now as we take a look at weather and traffic every 10 minutes. We have a couple of crashes in Wake County that we're watching right now. One on the north side of Raleigh at Litchford Road at Coxendale Drive, which is not too far from 540. Not seeing any big delays with that one just yet. Also a report of a crash on the Beltline on 440 eastbound right around Western Boulevard. And right now, at least, everything's moving along pretty well there between Hillsborough Street and Wade Avenue. Quick check of your major approaches into Raleigh. Not seeing any big delays just yet. Jeff.
All right, Brian, another story we are following closely this morning. Six people have died in a fire in a hostel in New Zealand. This fire broke out in the capital city of Wellington. It was early Tuesday morning, New Zealand time. Firefighters were able to evacuate more than 50 people. They're still trying to account for dozens of other people still missing. Authorities believe about 100 people were inside that four-story building when it caught on fire.
Durham City employees could see pay raises with year-end bonuses next fiscal year. City Manager Wanda Page unveiled the city's proposed budget last night. In it, she suggests general employees would be eligible to receive between 6 to 8% salary increases. Firefighters and police officers would get a 7% raise. Public hearings on the budget will be announced soon. Final approval is set for June 20th. You can read more specifics on Durham City budget on WRL.com.
By now, you've heard of tipflation, and it appears now consumers are reaching their tipping points when it comes to that added cash. People are especially thinking twice when that tipping prompt comes from a digital machine or at a self-checkout. WRL's Ken Smith is here with some helpful ways to navigate this tipflation era, Ken.
You know, Jeff, we've all been there at a self-checkout or picking up an order and the option of tipping pops up and we're like, what do we do? Well, these prompts are showing up more and more at self-checkout machines, at cafes, sports stadiums, at airports. It's especially frustrating for people when there's no interaction with anyone during a particular transaction. We've all become accustomed to tipping at restaurants and for other services. When people are involved, you know where your money is going. When that question comes from a digital machine, people are like, hold up, wait a minute.
Why am I tipping for a mobile pickup order?
The airport in New Jersey just asked me to tip at self-checkout. Tip myself? I did all the work. Who am I tipping?
Well, here are a few things to keep in mind if you're feeling that pressure to tip. Industry experts suggest calculating your tip based on the pre-tax total. You can always enter a custom amount you think is appropriate, whether that's 15% or more. And here's a novel idea. Just say no. Avoid the guilt trip. Of course, many self-service providers say tips are split between employees, even though there's no people interaction. And Jeff, you know, when there are people involved, yeah, tipping is a no-brainer. But these prompts from these machines, I don't know.
It's easy to say, Ken. You know, they flip that around to you and let the guilt begin because there's a person standing there.
But exactly.
I agree. When there's service involved, right. Yes, of course, there's a tip. And this goes COVID era,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, oh, yeah.
This is coming back to when, you know, times were hard. So it's hanging in there. Ken,
it's
thanks.
It's a new day.
Mm-hmm.
Wake County's economy started the year strong. Visit Raleigh released the Wake County Tourism Industry Report for the first quarter of the year. It shows hotel occupancy is one of several indicators which saw growth. It outpaced the state and national average, rising 36% over 2022. The president and CEO of Visit Raleigh says events like the NHL Stadium Series brought in a lot of people and money for the start of the year.
A North Carolina woman recently became a mom and doctor within 24 hours. 28-year-old Abby Bailiff was set to graduate from UNC Greensboro with her doctorate in nursing. And then her newborn son had some other plans. Bodie decided to make his appearance just 24 hours before she was scheduled to walk. Well, giving birth didn't stop Abby gaining worldwide attention after posting this TikTok video. She made sure she was still able to cross the stage.
I love that story. Two major milestones for her. Wow. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center tracking the changes that we're seeing to our WRL Weather Alert Day. Elizabeth, we could see some rocky weather later today.
Most likely starting around 4 or 5 o'clock in our northern counties, and then we'll see those storms moving across the area and out of here by around 10 or 11. Damaging wind gusts would be the biggest threat. Those winds could be at 60 miles per hour or stronger, which could knock down trees. Could be one or two tornadoes, especially in that level 2 risk area, which I'll show you coming up in a minute, and some large hail is not out of the question, but those would be our main risks. This morning, we're seeing mostly cloudy skies. It's warm and muggy. We have a chance of some isolated showers out there. Nothing heavy this morning. And then we get into the severe storms, and that will happen late this afternoon after 4 or 5 o'clock, and then that continues into the evening. Most likely we start to see the severe storms settling down after 10 o'clock, but there could be one or two more bands of rain that roll through even after midnight. Here's a look at our storm system right now. Just north of it, we're seeing a little bit of thunder and lightning, but we don't have a strong band of severe storms with our front yet, but of course once it moves through here, we'll have that possibility. Here's futurecast. Currently we're looking at just an isolated shower or to, especially up near the Virginia line. We may see a few holes in the clouds this afternoon that could help to destabilize or activate the atmosphere. And then by 5 or 6 o'clock, we start to see some of those storms near the Virginia line. Starting at around 7 or 8, it's moving through the triangle. There's 9 p.m. Fayetteville, Clinton, Goldsboro, Rocky Mount seeing some of the stronger storms. And then after midnight, things settle down. Again, could be just an isolated shower that pops up a little later than that. But again, at that point, I don't think we would be seeing any severe storms. We'll start to clear things out tomorrow pretty early, and it's a beautiful day tomorrow. But here's our level 2 risk. This is where we'd have the best chance of an isolated tornado. So that's going to be from Raleigh northward and westward. Everybody else in that level 1 risk. Anybody could see a tree down today. Let's talk about the difference between level 1 and level 2. Isolated severe storms with level 1, maybe one or two trees down for the most part. And then a level 2 means that we would have more widespread severe storms. They would be short-lived, maybe not everybody seeing one, but we'd have a better chance of some stronger winds and even an isolated tornado at that level too. How much rain are we talking about today? Likely to be an average of 1/4 inch. There may be a couple of spots where some of that rainfall is heavier, depending on exactly where those stronger cells move through. Let's jump ahead. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all looking great. Well, let's take a look at the weekend. We have a front that will come through. Right now, it looks like Saturday night. This is Saturday at lunchtime. There's 5 o'clock. And then overnight, we see this rain coming through, maybe lingering into early Sunday morning. Both of the models are showing sort of an overnight early morning event for us with that rain over the weekend. But of course, we may be tweaking the timeline as we get more computer model runs in between now and then. Brian?
It is 6:20 as we check traffic. Still got a couple of crashes around Raleigh that we're watching this morning. One on Litchford Road at Coxendale, which is up around the 540 interchange. I've been watching the sensors in that area, and I'm not seeing any delays there on the north side of Raleigh. Also a crash reported at 440 eastbound at Western Boulevard. And this is another situation where we have a report of a crash with injuries, but I'm not seeing any delays showing up on those sensor readings. We're quiet around the rest of Wake County right now. And as we take a look at Durham, Chapel Hill, and Hillsboro, we're not seeing any problems on major routes. 15501 looking good right now between Durham and Chapel Hill, and 40 through Hillsboro out toward Chapel Hill also looking clear.
Thanks, Brian. Raleigh's downtown social district might get bigger, where you might be able to sip and stroll next if city leaders give their approval.
And Martha Stewart making history on the cover of Sports Illustrated. What she has to say about becoming the oldest swimsuit issue cover model ever.
And this morning on Today, what you need to know about how AI will affect your children's future. The CEO of Microsoft shares her thoughts about the technology's effects on young people. Today airs at 7 o'clock right here on WRAL.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3. This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
We now know who will replace Blake Shelton when he leaves The Voice.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending. It's not Brian.
It's not me. No. Someone much, much more substantial and spectacular. Reba McEntire. Yes. She is going to be the newest coach on the show. She took the big red chair for a test drive last night during the live semifinals. Shelton has been with the show since the start, but he is leaving after this season.
Brian, I think you're substantial. I think you're spectacular.
Thank you.
But Gwen's gone, and Blake's going to spend more time with Gwen, more family time, right? Reba, I'm telling you, she's got some zingers, some one-liners ready to go. I think she's going to be great.
But I also think she has that mentoring aspect. I think she'll be a great coach. Yeah.
Yeah. She, you know, she's terrific. Someone else who's terrific, Hoda Kotb. She won a Webby Award last night for her podcast, Making Space with Hoda Kotb. Here was her acceptance speech.
Listen and love, love, love.
The five-word speech is a tradition of the Webby Awards, which honors excellence on the Internet.
Now, if only other awards shows could adopt that similar, you know, five-word speech, acceptance speeches. But, you know, Hoda, her new podcast, she interviews people she admires most. I love listening to it. It just really allows for you to, you know, inspire, make change and growth and make space for that in your own life. Yeah. She does a great job.
Five words. I love those speeches, right? Choose carefully. Bye-bye, Brian.
You're good.
Those award shows would be a lot shorter.
Give this man a Webby.
Martha Stewart is breaking history and the Internet this morning. The 81-year-old is now the oldest person to grace the cover of Sports Illustrated's swimsuit issue. Stewart posted on social media, writing that she is thrilled to be on the cover. She looks amazing. She went on to say that she hopes this inspires people to challenge themselves to try new things. The magazine hits shelves this Friday.
Lawmakers plan to vote today to override Governor Cooper's veto on the latest abortion bill. Just ahead, a look at the process and what it will take for that bill to become law.
Today is a WRAL weather alert day with a level 1 and 2 risk for severe storms. Coming up, I'll show you what time the storms start and when they move out of the viewing area.
PNC Arena will be alive and loud later this week. We know the schedule for the Eastern Conference Final. This is a live look right now at the arena. WRL's Naya Harden is there with what you need to know about getting tickets for the big games.